Minister of National Security Robert Montague recently announced measures aimed at boosting citizen safety and security during his sectoral debate presentation in the lower house. Minister Montague began his presentation with a warning to licensed firearm holders who brandish their guns in public spaces, especially at entertainment events.
Let me be very clear. If you pull your weapon or discharge it in a public space illegally, it will not only be removed and the license revoked, it will not be returned.
Motorists and motorcyclists with blue lights have been encouraged to remove them, as the police are the only persons permitted to have blue lights on their vehicles. Minister Montague also announced that a new amnesty will be extended to motorists who have accumulated unpaid traffic tickets. The amnesty will take effect July 1 and run for 60 days. Under the amnesty, persons will be able to pay outstanding tickets without penalties or additional fees. A consultant has been engaged to formulate a terrorist response manual to safeguard the country from this crime. Other efforts will include investing resources, utilizing technology, and building partnerships to boost safety and security. Protecting the country's financial system against any vulnerability to money laundering and tax evasion is also part of that agenda.
We are moving to enhance the work and scope of the Revenue Protection Division and the Financial Investigative Division. We are moving to bring them all and other agencies under the Ministry of National Security.
A protective security policy will be passed in short order to establish the framework for the protection of government operations, its employees, assets, information, integrity and reputation from real or potential threats presented by both internal and external sources. Gun seizures are also on the increase, with members of the security forces stepping up efforts to confiscate illegal firearms, particularly those implicated in homicide cases. For the January 1 to April 15 period, there was a 37% increase in gun seizures, with some 241 firearms seized compared with 176 during the same period last year.
If you are now caught with a gun and provide information to the police, we will not oppose your bail. So far it has worked, as information gathered so far is showing a record increase in gun recovery since the start of this year.
20 lawyers will be hired and assigned to each police division across the country to boost efforts for swift and sure justice. One lawyer has already been engaged for the St. James Police Division.
Each police division will be assigned one lawyer to help with the preparation of case files and to assist police officers if they are required at Indicom.
40 dogs will be purchased from Cuba in short order for use in the detection of guns and drugs and search and rescue operations. 40 trainers will be sent to Cuba to work with the dogs ahead of them being sent to Jamaica. In a bid to reduce reoffending, Minister Montague is reporting that the testing of electronic bracelets on some 20 parolees is almost complete. He adds that much-needed repairs and rehabilitation at the Tower Street Correctional Facility will be carried out, as well as farm and skills training expansion. 4 autopsy sites will be constructed to accommodate the 4 forensic pathologists and staff that have been hired by the government. 2 will be built in Montego Bay, and the other 2 will be set up in Kingston as part of efforts to reduce the backlog for autopsies. Citizens are being encouraged to play a greater role in safeguarding the country from crime and violence. Minister Montague is urging members of the public wishing to supply the police with information to consider writing a note to the police, placing it in an envelope with an X on the front, and dropping it off at the nearest post office. The National Security Minister is assuring the public that the envelope will get to the police via an agreement with Jamaica Post. Citizens are also being encouraged to download the Stay Alert mobile app from either the Google Play Store or the Apple Store to help in the fight against crime. Under an agreement with telecommunications providers Digicel and Flo, all new phones will have the mobile application preloaded as of June 1.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.